Jana has over 15 years of experience with planning, implementing, and evaluating county and statewide community-based social marketing campaigns in the health and social science fields. She is particularly passionate about translating research into behavior change messaging, ensuring that community members have access to the knowledge that they need to make better health choices, and to provide community members with a voice through personal storytelling. In Hawaii, we call that talking story. She she's going to present on the part of a state suicide prevention social marketing campaign. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for having me, and I'm actually going to go to you. I have a tendency to speak quietly and fast, so call me on it if I start doing that, please. Thank you. So I am going to present on Your Voice Counts today, but I wanted to take just a minute to give you some context for where Your Voice Counts falls in a greater campaign. You see it here at the bottom. I'm part of a team that's working on a statewide suicide prevention social marketing campaign. The campaign has several goals, but really the primary purpose, and the outcomes are in the green boxes, is to increase the number of Californians who are prepared to prevent suicide by increasing their knowledge of warning signs, how to find the words to have that difficult conversation, and to know of local resources. We are implementing a statewide mass media campaign and then also making campaign materials available to each of the 58 counties and providing them with technical assistance of implementing them locally. There's a range of other activities. We're working with the media about how to safely report on media. We have media advocacy trainings, media forums. We're strengthening survivor support groups, and we're also implementing a statewide high school student video contest. So just to give you a little bit of a snapshot of the campaign as a whole, you can see at the bottom that the campaign is driven and guided by different or a variety of evaluation activities, and Your Voice Counts is really at the bottom, and it's our forum to engage stakeholders in the process. I'll give you a couple of our campaign materials. In the left corner, it's our print ad. Down in the bottom, a sample billboard reaching our Spanish language community. Top to the right is our recommendations for reporting on suicide and our Making Headlines media outreach toolkit, and then you see our poster for the high school video contest. So a little bit about the funding. Who here in the room is from California? Great, okay. So you should know, or maybe you don't, but about the Mental Health Services Act. In 2004, voters approved the Mental Health Services Act, or they approved Prop 63. It's now known as the Mental Health Services Act. And it really provides the funding and the framework to transform the community-driven mental health system from one driven by crisis to early intervention and prevention. And our campaign is part of three statewide efforts to prevent suicide, reduce stigma related to mental illness, and to promote student mental health. And CalMesa is the organization that organizes and coordinates, administers the funding for the campaign. So when we set out on our effort, we all of us know that involving stakeholders and community members in any kind of campaign is essential to make the messages work, to have it be embraced by the community. And in our sense, really working with 58 counties who are so diverse and so different, we wanted to make sure the campaign worked for each one of them. So the big question we had to pose, how can we develop such a campaign on a statewide level and make it work for every county and the diverse individuals in every county? There's also, we're not the only contract funded. There's over 35 contracts funded. So we had to think about how can we connect this multitude of activities that are taking place and have been taking place across the state and learn from each other, share findings, share outcomes, and build on things that we're already doing. So one of the answers to those two questions was Your Voice Counts, which is really an online forum to promote information sharing and a dialogue about suicide prevention in California. There's in the top hand corner, which you can't see, but there's a little blue button. This is the welcome screen, and it's our login. We do ask that individuals register for the site, and we collect demographic information. We collect information about areas that they're interested, areas of expertise. We ask what county they're from, and this assists us later with alerting them about relevant work groups and also doing analysis of how well we're reaching into the community and in which counties we have a presence with the forum. So I wanted to give you just a quick snapshot of our member profile. We currently have 381 members representing 48 counties, and you can see a little bit of the demographic breakdown that we have. Our recruitment efforts have been primarily Let me back up. With the Mental Health Services Act, every county has a Mental Health Services Act coordinator and a prevention and early intervention coordinator. They are really in charge of implementing any kind of statewide efforts on the local level. So there are priority outreach efforts, and the initial phases have been to get those individuals to the site and using the forum and have them nominate other people in the community involved in efforts to also join the forum. We're then also looking at individuals who are involved in suicide prevention task forces, who are involved with community-based organizations focused on either stigma reduction or suicide prevention efforts, individuals involved in outreach, and then as a tertiary focus to start getting a range of community members involved in law enforcement, the faith community, representing different cultural groups, cultural brokers, at-risk groups in the community. Mostly we were promoting the site through our program partners that were also funded through Cal Mesa. We had a contact list for the different county liaisons in each of the counties. We've been attending suicide prevention task force meetings, regional network meetings, and starting to get the word out about the site in that sense. You will notice that we have 67% white representation, and the large majority of our members are female. A little bit of this is reflective of the initial, it reflects to one the demographics of actual stakeholders involved in suicide prevention and in county government throughout the state. It also involves our initial focus of the campaign is really on helpers in the community, those who can offer support to somebody at risk for suicide. And our focus has really been, there has been an emphasis on helpers of middle-aged white men who are at, in terms of numbers, highest risk of suicide. So the demographics certainly reflect that. For the second phase of our campaign, we're starting to launch several campaigns that are more cultural specific and reaching specific at-risk groups. So the membership profile is going to change, hopefully dramatically, within the next 6 months as we're starting to do very targeted recruitment efforts to cultural brokers in different groups. So this is the actual homepage that you see after you log in. You see on the left is our campaign announcements in blue. There's also other announcements. For the campaign, this is where we let our stakeholders know when our campaign website launched, for example, anytime there's a technical assistance or a webinar that we're hosting, anything that relates to our campaign. This is really our way to let them know of what is going on. For other announcements, any of our members can post their own announcements. It's up in the right-hand corner. It says post to YVC public. So if there's a new study that was released, a new evidence-based practice that they know of, this is where they can share that with the rest of the members. In the middle, you see our input topics, and I'm going to give a couple of examples on further slides. This is really one of the ways we engage stakeholders and provide actual feedback as we're developing the campaign. The primary tool of the site is to build relationships and to engage our stakeholders throughout the development of the campaign and the process. So we have our billboards that we develop, our campaign logo. Sometimes we just ask about snapshots of how many know of the National Suicide Prevention Crisis Line, how many have participated in training related to suicide prevention. So it gives us a little bit of a snapshot of knowledge and engaging our members and giving us information and for them to provide input. We have, on the far right, we have work groups, and those fall into either private or public work groups, and I'll give a couple of examples of those. Whenever there's a new announcement, an input topic, or a work group posted, members receive an email notification. And they can adjust their notification settings to get more or less, but in general, they usually get about 4 to 5 notifications a week, which is we found is our magic number that seems not to overload individuals, but still seems to keep them engaged. So this is a sample input topic. Our input topics generally fall within 3 categories: voting, a link to an online survey, or open comment. We really thought this through to make sure that any kind of feedback we receive is quantifiable to some extent. So we can actually come back and say, we used your information, this is the feedback that we received, and this is how we're using your information. If we just have an open dialogue, we felt it could get a little bit into one person's opinion over another person's opinion, so we really wanted to find a way to quantify the information. We were also concerned because of the topic of suicide prevention and because we can't monitor the site 24 hours, we wanted to avoid too much open dialogue about the topic itself. If we do have an open dialogue topic, it's typically something, what kind of suicide prevention awareness activities are you aware of in your community for Suicide Prevention Week in September, for example. There's 3 of us who receive notifications if anything is posted, and so we have a good alert level, but we're certainly, if something's posted in the middle of the night, we might not get to that, and we haven't found that to be a problem so far. The other thing that we know through our membership profile, which is I think, fascinating to me, or useful to me, I should say, is any time that we provide input. For example, this we ask individuals to vote on two choices for a campaign billboard. And so in this way, we just gave the two options, but in previous posts, we had provided all the research and all the focus group feedback that it provided on those choices. So by the end, when all the voting had been completed, we know the demographic breakdown of what percentage were female, what percentage were male, what are the demographic breakdowns for everybody that provided input on that particular topic. This is a sample work group. This is our work group that we had for how to reach middle-aged white men, for example. So you always have a main topic work group, and then there are several discussion streams within each work group that participants can engage in. We have public and private work groups. So public is for any member that would like to join. There's a range of private work groups that members or anybody in the community can just start. We have several 2-3 member work groups that are working on a very specific task, and they're using the site to post materials and agendas, files that they would like individuals to review. And we have work groups that have 80 members. For example, the Butte County Suicide Prevention Task Force uses the site to post their agenda minutes and have their members or the task force members review different documents on an ongoing basis. They're actually very active. So different ways to use the work groups. We're really trying to make the site not so much us feeding information to others, but making it a two-way, three-way, 100-way conversation where our members can post input topics themselves, they can start work groups. We're really hoping that the site becomes really a central tool to share information about suicide prevention in the state. Here's an example of a more open-ended conversation. When we first started the campaign, we did needs assessments with, we met with each of the 58 counties, and we learned about existing activities and needs that they had. And what we learned is whereas one county had strength in one area, they were really looking for examples of, for example, how to reach the LGBTQ community about suicide prevention. And another county had done so much work in that area, yet they were looking for expansion information in another area. So we're looking at this as really one way where counties can also post a question, say, is anybody else doing this? Has anybody else already done this? And information goes back and forth about sharing resources, information, ideas. So I think you mentioned this too. I'll talk a little bit about our challenges, but certainly engagement is a major challenge, and we're hoping that one of the ways we're solving this problem is that we've added a resource center, and all of the counties are able to receive all of the campaign materials that we create and many more to customize for their local county, and they have to come to the site to download those. So we are hoping actually that that's going to be a major draw to increase our membership and also to engage individuals with the site. But come to the resource center, and there's different filters. So currently right now, all of our research reports are listed. The media outreach toolkit is listed, and the campaign is actually launching this week. So as soon as the campaign is launched, there'll be our TV spots, our radio spots, our printouts. Everything will be launched here with detailed instructions about how to use them locally. So some of the things to consider is that technology is a barrier for participation, and I must say in particular our primary focus is with public health departments, mental health departments, small community-based organizations who are all of us are overworked, all of us probably have our email overflowing, but we found, especially in suicide prevention, with the wonderful work that has been done through this funding source that has come in, they are literally receiving hundreds of emails just with just program partners like ourselves that are asking for their input or letting them know about a new training or a new opportunity. So there's very much an overload of information that we found. There is that initial barrier, and I have that myself too, is to really find your passwords, go through the registration process, and even go to the resource center once and download something. We tried to make it as user-friendly as possible, but we've really found there was very little engagement at first because there's this barrier. So there's a lot of relationship building. We have a lot of, initially we did webinars, and then we presented at meetings, and we didn't find that that helped much. We probably got 5 or 10 members every time we did that, but not the members that we really needed to form the core of our campaign, because we don't need a lot of members. We really just need the right members to make the forum successful and really help us implement it locally in the counties. So what we're doing now is really having one-on-one meetings, either over the phone or in person if we can, with individuals and counties, and just helping them do it once by themselves. And it seems as soon as they've once done it, they're engaged and they're suddenly becoming an active user and a repeat visitor, but they need that initial hurdle is to actually do it once, and that's the way that we found it. There has to be dedicated time to keep the content fresh and active, especially in the suicide prevention community. you want to really focus on very relevant new studies, on very relevant new developments that are worthy. It's kind of this test, is it worthy to fill up somebody's inbox? Yet you don't want to go too long with any kind of news or engagement as well. And we heard different counties have different opinions. Some say, you know, we want more information, this is great, and some say, I can't handle five of these in my inbox, and I don't want to go change my notification sections, because what if I miss something important? So we have to strike a balance between what is good and engaging and what is overload, and I think we're never going to make everybody happy, but we're trying to just listen and be responsive as we can. And then the last challenge that we've certainly found is you create a site at the beginning. I don't know how many of you have been involved in this, but you pretty much have to think it up perfect before you develop it, and you have to think of every contingency. So you go back later, and it becomes expensive, and it becomes burdensome because you didn't build it into the beginning. So I certainly did not think through every single thing that I now wish I would have done differently and more user-friendly. So we're certainly, as more people are using the site, we always have a laundry list of how we can improve this site, and some are possible, and some... it's just now we have to live with what we created. Looking ahead, we are now starting to look, although we're still working on engaging users and having the site be as user-friendly as possible, we are also working towards finding several organizations have had an interest, but we're working with identifying an organization to make the site their own, use it, so above our beyond our three-year funding period, the site can live on as a central tool for suicide prevention in California. Thank you. Yes, I wrote it down right before because I also didn't develop it, but we used a PHP-based Drupal content management system. And the technology, I talked to the programmer before, it can easily be duplicated, and I do know that at least if you're in California and if, you know, your county paid for this, so I know that our funder is certainly open and that whatever we created belongs to the counties in California, and it was set up in a way that it can be duplicated and owned and replicated. So thank you.